County commissioners originally postponed their approval to do further research and to put pressure on the developers to come to the table with attorneys for the surrounding property owners. The residents, joined by water conservationists, expressed concern that the property over the Edwards Aquifer had a high impervious cover ratio that would cause harm to the water supply. Developer Gordon Hartman said that's not what the protest was about. He said the homeowners want some sort of a buffer between their larger lot neighborhood and the new subdivision he is putting in.
And there's been a lot of other discussion about birds and water, but I think that's when you talk with the homeowners, that's the discussion they want to have. I have met with them now for numerous hours on two different occasions. I think that we're having good dialogue, and we'll continue to do that.
The neighbors claimed Hartman is in violation of the 15% impervious cover statute for developments over the aquifer, but County Commissioner Kevin Wolf said the subdivision is grandfathered, and the county has no power to change the law, even though they may not agree with it.
One of the things that I think is really nice, especially about this state, is that, you know, we are a property rights state, and so there's a balance in there someplace. And when you look at things like the aquifer and recharge, you say, well, you know what, that's for a greater good. And should our powers be greater in regards to how development is done there, et cetera? Yeah, I could probably argue yes.
Since the county first postponed its decision, the two sides have come to the table. The county said all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed, so commissioners put their stamp of approval on the property and the development can now continue. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.